You have a daughter. I have multiple children. Many of our listeners do. And Apple's investors are warning, hey, this next generation, they're having their brain eggs scrambled with all the damn phones. They've become addictive. I don't think phone addiction is anything new. I mean, how many times have we found ourselves just mindlessly smacking that feeder bar of checking our phone? I think I read some stat that the average adult checks their phone between 150 and 400 times a day.
Dang.
I mean, that's a lot of times. And children learn our behaviors and habits. If you cuss nonstop, your kid's going to cuss nonstop. If you're a racist piece of S, your kid's going to be a racist piece of S. And if they see you with your face buried in your damn phone all day long, they're going to do the same.
And I think a lot of parents also lean on it because it just occupies the child.
So easy.
It's so easy. And it's funny because over the last week, I've heard the term screen time.
A
bunch of times in different instances. One time I was talking to a bunch of people over at Charm City Run, and one of the ladies has a five-year-old who's now figuring out how to negotiate and award screen time. You have to limit the screen time.
Mm-hmm.
Screen time should be like awarded, and that you can't let these kids bury themselves into the phones. And yeah, the story broke earlier this week that shareholders are questioning the impact of putting iPhones into children's hands, warning that a lack of control leads to smartphone addiction and potential public health issues. And that they're saying that some of these kids are on the phone up to 4.5 hours a day. 4.5 hours just buried into a smartphone. Remember, you used to throw these kids outside and said, go get dirty.
Yeah, come back
go play.
When the street lights come on.
That's
and you've
it.
Been bit by a rabid dog. Come back
and
in.
It says that it can reduce empathy, increase the risk of depression and suicide in children and young adults, burying these kids into the iPads and the iPhones. And look, I'm on the verge of this. I'm starting to deal with it, and I've been snatching it out of her hands. Go, we're turning it off. Let's go. It's off.
Yeah.
It's off. We're going to hang out. We're going to color. We're going to do something. We'll do something productive. But you can't just spend all evening buried in the damn iPad, iPhone.
I got one of the kids at home. If he's not on the Switch, he's on mom's phone. He's not on mom's phone. He's on mom's iPad. He's not on the iPad.
Bad.
He's on the TV. If he's not on the TV, let me have the laptop. And it's like at every turn, we got to snatch a screen out of homeboy's hands. And he's a super smart kid. He's empathetic. He's kind. He's intelligent. But there are slight signs of focus issues right now, where I've told the story before, like he's buried in this Switch. He's sitting on a pile of remote controls. He doesn't even realize he's sitting on a bunch of remotes under his ass, but he's just so focused on this thing and not focused on, hey, we're all looking around for remotes, or hey, your sister needs help, or hey, Justin wants you to clean this thing up off the counter. That, yeah, I'm reading about the investors too that are saying, hey, Apple, put some warning labels on this stuff like you would a pack of Marlboros, a pack of Camel cigarettes. You say, hey, if you smoke this stuff, your kid's going to be born with frog eyes. Put the same thing on these phones. And they might have to listen, because the investors that are talking to Apple, two of the investors together in this group control $2 billion worth of Apple shares. This isn't like a couple of parents from South Dakota. These are people that have $2 billion worth of Apple's assets at their disposal that are telling them to do this. So they might do this. And I know that everyone says, hey, you've got the parental controls. You have the thing that it turns itself off after an hour. How many of you are genuinely using it? I mean, we pitch a bitch all the time. Put the phone down. Put the Switch down. There are parental controls of that thing. We don't turn them on.
Well, you see that commercial nowadays. Anybody see that commercial where the mom? I think it's more of a Wi-Fi thing. Like you just she hits a button on her phone.
Shuts all the Wi-Fi. They're all sitting around the dinner table.
And then I was on my guy's trip with my own buddy, and he's got like three or four kids, and he said that he has a thing on his phone where he can monitor how long they've been on their phone, and mm-hmm. he can shut it off like at certain times.
Oh, goes, cool.
Oh, she's been on for 2.5 hours. Boop. Like,
bam,
boom.
Done.
Her thing is restricted. He's restricted. And I was like, wow.
The
like,
one,
yeah, I need that.
The one I saw that I thought was so cool, and this was on Facebook, I saw parents were every single morning changing the Wi-Fi password. And mom wouldn't give it up until you
the
did chores homework,
are done.
Did chores,
yeah.
cleaned
well,
your room.
Well, that's what she was saying. The woman I was talking to said she's going to you start off the day with like zero screen time or like half hour. And then for everything you do, you can earn screen time.
So 15-20 minutes.
Yeah, work your ass off. Like, you know, when we did chores, it was for money.
Yes.
Now they're doing chores for freaking
screen time. Not even tangible currency. They just want to be able to get on and play.
I guess video games was kind of like when Nintendo came out. That was a pretty big thing for us back
then.
Yeah,
my dad would take the controllers
away.
Yeah, if I mowed the lawn, I got the controllers back. If my brother did the dishes, he got his second controller back and we could play Contra. And I'm dealing with this right now. You know, you got a four-year-old soon to be five. I've got a kid that's about to be 10 in less than a month.
I'm barren.
And Josh can't have children because of a disease he picked up in Singapore.
Screen time. Talking about screen time. That is the new...
That's a buzzword. That's a
buzzword. Screen time. Screen time. These kids buried in these devices. It's messing them up. $2 billion investors in Apple are saying, hey, man... Let's put some warnings on these things. And look, it's not up to Apple. It's not their job to raise our kids and, you know, dictate what goes on with the kids. But these investors are like, you know, it's messing with their empathy, messing with their social skills. It's screwing them up mentally and physically. You dealing with screen time issues? 410-338-1098. 410-338-1098. I've, in the last month or two, have yelled at Stella a whole bunch to get off that damn thing. Get off it.
I remember seeing, you know, one of the kids, and it's interesting, mom pointed this out when she said that they'll get really upset by something. Why didn't you bring home your homework? You're supposed to clean your room. They get yelled at. They get upset the way a kid is supposed to. Nothing wrong about that. Nothing interesting about that. But then how quickly they get over it and move on to the next emotion. Meaning that you, when Ron would scream at you or Terry would get in my ass about something and I would get upset the way a kid would, I'd hold on to that for a little bit because our attention spans, I believe, were longer. We weren't being just machine gunned with information and clips and vines and tweets and Facebook live streams. So now we're noticing that they'll get upset and then we'll go into the room 5 minutes later and they've completely moved on from it. Not like they're processing it well. They just, boom, move on to the next thing.
And it seems like, from my observations, part of the problem is it's such an easy way to calm a kid down or shut them up.
That's what I said. It's
like a sleeping pill of sorts almost.
It just occupies them. If you don't want to have to deal with them. And it's good for that for short term. Like maybe you're like on a road trip or something and you want to keep the kid occupied because he's confined to this space, right? Mm-hmm. And you got to, okay, fine, I get it. But then when there's... a house full of toys and there's puzzles and there's outdoors and there's a brand new puppy and there's, you know, whatever it is, you know, have these kids buried in these things. I mean, the investors are even saying it. Like these are investors in this company. They're huge. They're like, hey, let's think about putting warnings on these things. And then I've had discussions with people where they're now using screen time as like bargaining chips. Hey, you want screen time? You got to do this. You got to do X. You got to clean your room, do the dishes, do this. You get an hour worth of screen time.
Becky says, my 12-year-old niece was punished from her phone for a weekend. She was a monster the entire time. My son was punished from his phone, and he's so addicted that we kept catching him on it, even though that being caught means he would get spanked with the belt. He didn't care. He's 12.
Whoa!
He just knew, you know what? I got to check my Facebook. I'm going to take 10 lashes to the ass from dad's belt. It's worth it to be able to hit that refresh on my social media feed.
Been a teacher for over 10 years. I've seen a considerable difference in social skills over that time, and I truly believe it's because of all the technology they use and the amount of time they use it.
Tiffany in Dundalk, thank you so much for holding, love. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, I have a 12-year-old, and I have a 5-year-old, both girls. Ugh. And they are constantly on it, constantly. My older one failed science first quarter in school.
Oh, dang.
Took it away, and now she's brought it up to an A, just so she could get her tablet back.
Wow, look at that. Yeah. I mean, that shows, hey, you get it away.
When we took it away, she cried for like 10 minutes because she didn't have it.
Yep.
The 5-year-old, any phone she can get her hands on, she wants to be on YouTube for hours watching the stupidest videos I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, instead of playing video games, she's watching kids play video games on YouTube. Thank you for the call, love.
They'll get over it. I mean, we've all had stuff taken away from us.
Yeah.
We've all been punished. We've all been disciplined. You get over it. This is not going to, I mean, you're not physically abusing a child, or, you know, we're not going to those lengths. You're taking something away from them.
Maybe I've been not a kid for so long that I don't remember what it was like to have my bike taken away, or to have, like, I don't know, my favorite toy action figure taken away. I don't remember reacting almost drug addict-like of having these things taken away. I mean, I've witnessed meltdowns from kids.
Yeah.
I've heard horror stories of kids freaking out, becoming animals. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, in a way that I don't recall when I had my Schwinn locked in the shed. I don't remember just throwing dishes against the wall. Let's go to the phones here. Let's talk to Dave Sykesville. Dave, good morning, buddy.
Morning.
Hi, up.
I'm currently dating a woman who has four kids, and ranging from 5 to 13, and all of them have their faces buried in electronics all the time. I mean, it gets to the point where I took a picture of them and was like, this is you know, weird looking.
Yeah.
And then they complain they don't have to spend enough time with their mom. And yet, when they do, they got their faces buried in the video, in the control, you know, whatever it is.
Do you think they should put warnings on the thing then, like these investors are suggesting, or is it not up to Apple and these investors? That's on mom.
Well, it's up to the parents, but honestly, when have warning labels done anything?
I think that's just like a cover your ass. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It's a CYA
thing for the call, buddy.
With these investors, but it just, you know, raises questions like, hey. I mean,
our buddy Andre just said that online. He says, I think these Apple investors are just trying to protect their own asses.
Yeah.
That's just some dumb parents are going to let their kids do this anyways, and then one day try and sue them, and then they can go to them and say, hey, no, your son at the age of 22 doesn't have a hunchback because of us. We tried to warn him. Don't have your face buried in this damn thing. You know, your kid's not cross-eyed because us. We told you. All right. Don't have it happen. Let's see who else has been holding. Let's go to Paul in Carroll County. Paul, thank you for holding, bud.
Morning.
Morning.
Bye.
Yeah, so pretty much it's a parental thing. I mean, you guys hit it right on the head. This warning is just them covering their, you know what? And, you know, it's just like read the terms and conditions. We all click the checkbox and push next without reading the next thing. We're all guilty of that.
Yeah.
So it's a parent thing. I'm one of nine, and, you know, we had electronics and stuff, but whatever mom or dad said, that's how it went. And even now with my younger siblings ranging from 12 to 17, you know, they have screen time. You know, they have times, you know, during the day where, you know, they they got times where they can watch TV or not. I mean, they're okay with it, you know, because that's exactly what is told. And so it's a parent thing. It's not so much of a product thing.
Thank you for the call, man. I watched a video that was sort of linked from this article about these investors warning Apple, hey, you need to start putting warnings on this stuff. Kids are getting addicted. And there was a focus group of, I think it was 12 to 16 year olds who did an experiment for 7 days where they put their phones in a locker. And for the first 2 days, they're getting the shakes. They're freaking out. They felt disconnected from the world. They felt like they had no friends. They were paranoid. They thought people were talking behind their back. And then what was interesting is that it came full circle. 7 days later, they said that they felt closer to their friends that they talked to. They felt more focused. Their mood was better. They were even sleeping better. Just 7 days removed from not having their phones and not having that weird digital leash to the world. They felt like kids again, normal people. So take your phone, throw it in the water.